Here's Chuck Lura from Dakota College at Botno with Natural North Dakota.
I've heard about someone getting quite excited recently about seeing a scarlet tanager in Turtle Mountain. Scarlet tanagers, as the name implies, are bright red with jet black wings and tail. They're also known as black-winged redbirds and have been described as red with a capital R or blindly gorgeous. In size, they're a little bit larger than a sparrow but smaller than a robin. If you're familiar with eastern bluebirds, they're close in size. Robert Stewart in his Breeding Birds of North Dakota from 1975 noted that scarlet tanagers are fairly common in the Pembina Hills and other wooded areas in Pembina County, as well as wooded areas along the Cheyenne River in Richland and Ransom County. He also noted they're uncommon to rare and local in other areas of the state. Nests, or indications of nesting birds, were observed in both east and west of the Missouri River, although most were documented in and around the Red River Valley. He describes their habitat as rich, mature, deciduous forest, with American elm, green ash, bur oak, and box elder. Scarlet tanagers prefer large tracts of mature forest, and because they tend to stay high up in the trees, where they are obstructed by all those leaves, they can be hard to spot. Their call can be variable, but has been described as a chirp, chur, or perhaps a chur. Here it is. So if you happen to hear it while walking in some rich woods, you might want to see if you can find the source of that song. Hopefully, you'll spot a scarlet tanager. Scarlet tanagers' populations have declined in North America around 14% from 1966 to 2014. Loss of habitat, particularly tropical deforestation, as well as habitat fragmentation are important factors. As some of you know, cowbirds are well known for laying their eggs in another bird's nest. Cowbirds stay around the edges of the forested areas, so forest fragmentation has resulted in considerably more nest parasitism by cowbirds. So if you're out in some good woodland habitat, be on the lookout for this colorful and interesting bird. Like that person that observed a scarlet tanager in Turtle Mountain recently, I suspect you'll be excited as well. I'm Chuck Lara.
Natural North Dakota is supported in part by the NDSU Central Grasslands Research Extension Center. Subscribe to the podcast or find past episodes at prairiepublic.org.